Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, M, content creator, podcaster, mom of two. As women, we go through so many different seasons of life, changes, transitions, those big moves. This feeling of connectedness is something I feel like we need more of to help us through those seasons. And to be able to tap into that, no matter where you are in the world, it's not easy. And my hope is that this podcast can be even a sliver of that for you. So with that, here's a new season of The Big Move. I'm thrilled to share my next guest and a dear friend of mine, Caitlin Morakomsky. She's a New Jersey native, and most of you know her as the creator behind the blog and Instagram and now clothing line, How Do You Wear That? Kate is honestly so much fun. We got into her simple advice on creating content, how she started her own clothing brand on accident, and of course, some styling tips from the guru herself. Anywho, let's get straight into the episode. Caitlin.
Hi. Welcome to the Big Move podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
This has been a long time coming. I feel like the stars are aligning. We're finally getting to chat. You and I go way back, and we're gonna go there. But I just want to say I'm excited that we're like finally here and chatting, and I can't wait to get into everything with you.
I know. I'm so excited. It's so funny because like I'm pretty sure one of my very first like big blog jobs like was with you and French Connection. Like I feel like yes. You were like my first friend.
100%. Like, I feel like you and I go back to what I call our sort of OG influencer Instagram blogging days, which was like, that shoot must have been like, I want to say like 2014, 15, like something like that. Like feels like forever ago. But yeah, I mean, I was really there with you, I think, from kind of like the beginning and getting my blog sort of started in New York. And I know like similarly for you.
Yeah, I know. And then you moved away forever. And I was like, why? But you're back now, so it's okay.
But I'm back now. And I love that like you and I have already reconnected in the city. And it's like ways it feels like old times. And then in some ways it feels like so many new waves. And I can't wait to dive into yours. I guess to back up a little bit for audience members that might not already follow you on Instagram, can you give us a little backdrop? Like, what are you all about?
Yes. So I'm Caitlin. I live in Jersey. I was born and raised in Jersey. I started the Instagram blog thing in 2015. So I was doing that for a while working full time. So I was juggling both things. Eventually, like a year and a half after I started the Instagram blog, when blogs were like the thing. So I started doing that. And then fast forward like 3-ish years ago, my boyfriend and I started our own clothing line as like an extension of the blog. And that kind of happened on accident. And I'm sure we'll probably get into that later. But yeah, so that's kind of like what I do. I'm from Jersey. I live right outside of New York City. So I'm always in the city. And yeah.
I love that. And I can't wait to get into the new line and your new business and all of the things. But I guess as one of my first questions I like to ask all my guests is like, when you think about your story and your journey, has there been a big move or a pivotal turning point for you that like really comes to mind?
Yeah, I think it's as simple as like literally just starting to do it. Like just like starting the blog and Instagram, you know, like it was something that I was thinking about for a long time before I actually started it. But of course, I was always so scared and I was like, I don't know what to do. And you worried about what people are going to think and all of that. And I just graduated college, or I think I was like a senior in college. And I just had this like aha moment. I was like, no, like this is what I feel like I should be doing. Like I want to do, I know it sounds crazy, but like I really, really want to do it. And even then I was like too scared to start. And then I graduated college. I was working full time in marketing, event marketing. And I got laid off of that job. Cause I was like contracted for like a certain campaign. And then that campaign came to an end and I was jobless. And I was like, okay, I think this is the right time just to start this blog and Instagram thing that I've always wanted to do. And I just started it. And I feel like that was kind of like the moment where everything kind of shifted. And then I ended up getting another full-time job. So I was doing both things at once. But I think just like having the courage just to like go for it in the very beginning was like a very pivotal moment, because I was really scared to do it. And I'm sure so many people were or are as well, but you just got to do it. You just got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the sentiment and I love the advice around that. Like, you kind of just took the jump. And I remember, because you and I were both sort of working full-time jobs, I remember, and doing our Instagrams and our blogs at the same time, leaving your full day at work and going to an event or a meeting, or just you're trying to fit it all in. So I guess for you, at what point, because you're doing this full-time and you also have your own line, which we're going to talk about, but at what point did you make the jump to leave your full-time job? Was there like a sign or like a pivotal kind of in that way?
So I was juggling both my full-time job, which this is also a very important part of the whole puzzle, because I don't think I would be able to do it if I wasn't working from home. My job was remote back in 2015. So I was literally, I had time to work on the blog and then do my real work. And it gave me flexibility. And I was just burning the candle at both ends. Like, I wasn't giving 100% in my full-time job. I wasn't giving 100% in the blog. I wanted to so bad. And I was working around the clock and I was just like, okay. And at this time, I also had a business manager, Adalia, who I think she was on this podcast or will be.
She will be. And I said this to you. I'm so excited that you guys are kind of in this same season of the podcast. It makes so much sense. So I'm excited.
I know. I was so excited. I know. So I had her to kind of bounce ideas off of, but I was just burning the candle at both ends. I was more conservative, I think, in my decision, as like, meaning I made sure I had enough jobs coming in. I felt comfortable with the income coming in. I was also saving money for like a rainy day, because I knew I really wanted to do this full time, but I just wanted to be like cushioned in all directions. So I was just like, there came a time where I was like, all right, you know what? I'm kind of burnt out for both these things. The blog's making more money than my full-time job. So I was like, for like a long time, it was making more money than my full-time job. So then I just felt comfortable. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I didn't feel that scared. I was just like, I feel like I just didn't think too much about it when it came to the time to just do it. I was like, okay, this is my decision. I'm just going to run with it and never look back. And that's what happened. The like talking to the boss, like where you're like, hey boss, you know, I have this thing, and you know, this is like a little like embarrassing and weird, but then, you know, she was so supportive of it and she still is. Both of my bosses are. They buy the clothes on the clothing brand. They follow me. So I think that also made it very easy to transition, totally. Having like a good support system.
Totally. And how funny that, like, you know, X amount of years ago, it's like this little embarrassing and scared thing, like conversation to have, and look at you now. Like, it's very, very cool to see that like evolution for you. But at that time, you're probably like kind of a little unsure, right? You're going into the unknown. You don't know what this is all going to look like. And look at influencer marketing now. Look at creators now. So I think it's a really cool piece of the story to share, I think.
Thank you. It's like the coolest thing ever. And I am really grateful and thankful that things have worked out the way that they have. And it's super fun. Like, if you told me when I was in college and I was confused as to what to do with my life, and you told me I would be doing something like this, I would be like, what? I wouldn't believe you probably, but it's just, it's amazing. And I'm really, really grateful. Yeah.
And I think one of the things that always stands out about you for me, and even as your friend, is like, you are a very strategic, business-minded creator. You, I feel like you're very focused. You've really niched down and you're strategic. And I want to talk about that evolution though. I feel like, you know, you're not trying to post everything. You're not trying to share across too many categories, right? Like, you're very niched down to styling. Like, I know you for styling. You have this really particular, like, beautiful way of styling. And I feel like that's what your audience comes to you for. Can you talk to us about, like, what has that evolvement kind of looked like from maybe when you started to now?
Thank you, first of all. That is a very, very nice compliment. Yeah, I think you just have to realize, like, figure out what your niche is, and niche meaning, like, who are you? Like, who, like, what kind of person, what's your personality, what's your vibe, what's your style? And just sticking to that and doing what feels natural to you. And I know the word, like, being authentic, whatever, blah, 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 is always thrown around. But, like, mm-hmm. I really think that's the key to being successful in as, like, an influencer. Because, like for me, I've always loved clothes. Whether it's from a thrift store that's a dollar, or whether it's some high-end designer, whatever, like, if I like something, I like something, and I put it together in a way that makes me feel good. And that's just what I kind of share. I just put together something that I feel makes me feel good in hopes that it will make other people feel good or spark some interest. But I feel like the bottom line is just, like, knowing who you are is the most important part, because if you're kind of confused as to, like, who you are, you don't really know what your style is, then maybe you start to trend hop, or you're like, oh, maybe I'll kind of do this vibe, and maybe people will respond to this vibe, or maybe I'll try to do this vibe, and maybe people respond to this vibe. But then I don't think that's the answer. I think you have to look at, like, who you actually are and what you really like, and really just, like, know yourself. I know I keep saying that, but, and that's not saying, like, I don't think you should try to evolve your content and kind of get with the times. I think you shouldn't. I think that's important, but I think there's a way to do that in your own personality with your own vibe and your own style. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did that answer your question, or did I totally, go off the deep end?
No, you absolutely did. And you put it really simply. And I think it makes so much sense. It's like, who are you? What are you about? And I really do feel like, as a creator, with so much noise and how saturated it is, because it is, hone in on your one thing. And I've found that difficult too. Like, don't get me wrong, this is not, like, an easy problem to solve and honing in and figuring it out. But I do think it's honing in on that one thing, doing it well, having it shine from, like, who you really are and from a genuine place. But right, 100%. Like, I see new fall trends and I'm like, wait, I really like that. I actually kind of want to do a spin on that, or I want to play around with X, Y, and Z. That's different. So I feel like we're kind of mirroring each other and saying, like, kind of the same thing. Yeah. It's simple, but it's also kind of not.
Yeah, it's hard. And I understand it too. Like, there's so many avenues you can go to. And, like, yes, there's beauty, there's clothes, there's food, there's family. And I think you can do all those things. For me personally, like, my life has always just been, I love clothes. Like, I've always loved clothes. I've always loved thinking outside of the box while putting clothes together. And people, you know, in my everyday life, like in college or whatever, people would be like, I don't get it. Like, how do you wear that? Like, I can never wear that. How do you wear that? You know? So it was always just something I've always really loved and maybe kind of just, like, had in me. I don't really know, but bottom line, I just think you have to be yourself, show your personality, because that's what makes you your own person and an individual.
Yeah, Absolutely. So shifting gears a little bit, you have a very public platform. You share a lot, right? And in the best way, and it's so helpful and so value-driven. But when it comes to personal, like, how do you work that out? Are there boundaries in place? Like, how much do you share or want to share on more of like a personal level?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I don't really share that much of my personal life. Like, I share what I'm wearing and my clothes and all that, but like, I really don't show like everything I'm doing every waking minute. And I guess that's something I actually think about a lot. Like, oh, should I be sharing more or should I not? I just kind of do what feels natural to me in the moment. And more often than not, if I'm hanging out with my best friends or my boyfriend or my family or whatever, like, I'm hanging out with them. I'm not like posting mm-hmm. about them or sharing or capturing content about it, because I'm really just like hanging out, being present. And mm-hmm. also, like, there's a lot of no one else in my life that I surround myself with, that it's like, as in like family, really close friends, really do this as a living. So like, I also get that and I have to respect that. So I don't really share that much of my personal life. I'm not so much like against it. I just feel like when I'm in the throes of like my everyday life, I'm just like doing my thing. And I just don't really think to share all that much about my personal life. Of course, I love to share what I'm wearing and how I put it together. But in terms of like, I don't know. If I'm like hanging out watching TV with like my friends, I'm not so much like mm-hmm. shining a camera on us. I'm just like being there with them and trying to spend quality time. And I think that kind of comes from like, I'm always on my phone. I'm always on social media because mm-hmm. obviously mm-hmm. it's our job. So the times where I'm spending time, like my personal time with people, like that's like my time to unwind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like if I'm out to dinner, like I'm not really taking that much content at all. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I do. I feel like it's important, right? And it's like you're so in it and it is a business. So it's like Monday through Friday. It's like, right. And the weekend comes, you actually do need to turn off. And like you said, just like have that separation. I think it's really important.
Yeah, I do too. Like, it's really refreshing. Like, and I think maybe if I was around people all the time that were also posting about their lives 24/7, I maybe probably would too. But because I'm just like not, I don't feel the need to do that. Not saying I'm never not going to do that. I could. It's something I always kind of am like, okay, like I probably need to share a little bit more, but I don't know. It's like an ebb and flow.
And also it works for you. Like just hearing you kind of share that, it works for you, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing right, wrong. It's like that is the balance that works for you. And it kind of leads me into one of my next question is about like connection. Like what makes you feel grounded and connected? And it sounds like one of those things is by getting off your phone and spending time with family and friends, I guess.
Yes.
Is there anything else that kind of makes you just like kind of feel that groundedness?
Yeah, totally. I feel like there's a lot. Like my perfect day, when I was reviewing this question earlier, I was like, you know what? Like there is this like one perfect day and I'm going to share it because
I love it.
It's like my happiest time. So what really makes me feel grounded is, okay, I'll wake up. It's probably the summertime, because that's my favorite season. And I maybe we'll do a little workout, play tennis or whatever, ride my bike to the beach, spend all day on the beach, in the ocean, reading, relaxing with family and friends, riding back home on my bike, having everyone over at my house for like pizza or some kind of dinner on the porch with some drinks and music. And like that always like fills me back up. And then also just being surrounded by my boyfriend, Brendan, and my brother, and like my close friends that just like you know, they know me as Caitlin. You know what I mean? They know me, not like Instagram Caitlin, they know me as Caitlin. And like, I, you know, they tease me, you know, they like poke fun. And especially my brother, like brothers, I feel like just like tell it like it is. And like, as soon as like you're feeling like, you know, you're kind of getting like, oh, like, I don't want to say like a big head or like whatever, but like something like they're just there to just like bring you back down to reality. And I do think that is so important, especially like in like with what we do. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like a couple, like a mix of those two things, like being surrounded by real friends and family that really know the true you. And like, it doesn't matter if what you have, whether you have the blog or you're not, you know, they're going to tell you, they're going to be honest with you. And also just making time for the things that really, really make me happy, like being outside at the beach, riding my bike, playing tennis, going in the ocean, and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes me smile because I know too, I know how much of a beach girl you are. Like beach, summer, like that's where it's at. You know, it shines in your content. And also you live by the beach now, right?
So I, yes and no. I live in Jersey City, yeah. But in the summer we rent down.
In the summer you do. Right. Yes. Okay.
But I grew up in Monmouth County, which is like 25 minutes. Like where I grew up is like 25, 30 minutes from the beach. Like we grew up going to the beach. So mm-hmm. all of our friends yeah. and family are down that way. So we're there yeah. even in the winter pretty much.
So what lights a fire in you? What keeps you moving? Why do you do all that you do between the sharing of the content, starting your new line? Like, what is it?
I think what it really comes down to is just doing what I love. Like, especially the designing the clothes. Like if you, like I kind of touched on this before, like if you told me in college, I would be designing clothes, going to the city, picking out fabrics, picking out buttons and tags and fitting things and doing all that creative stuff, I would be like pissing my pants. I would be like, no way. Like that is insane. And like that, I always have to try and remember that. Like I would be floored and I would be amazed and so excited. So I would have to, like, I just try to remember that I'm doing something that I absolutely love. And if you told my younger self that I would be doing it, mm-hmm. I would mm-hmm. have been thrilled and surprised. Yeah. And I don't want to take it for granted.
So I can't not ask you some styling yeah. questions. You have such amazing style. Your audience asks you questions on this. I know, like on the daily, I feel like when I think about like a new season and I think about fall, autumn, I'm always like wanting to hit refresh. And sometimes I don't know like what I want to hit refresh on, but I need a little like a little something new in the closet. Do you have any like tangible styling tips that you're kind of reaching for right now?
Well, I think what it comes down to is like you just have to wear what makes you feel comfortable. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. Like ballet flats are everywhere. I love them. I think mm-hmm. they look adorable mm-hmm. on everyone, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to try them. I want them so bad. Put them on. Just doesn't feel right for me. Like maybe eventually, like maybe I just haven't found the right one for mm-hmm. me, but like, it just doesn't feel right. So like, I don't think, and I think that's like kind of advice I would give, like, don't feel like you have to wear something just because it's trending or someone told you so. You could like, it's like a baseball glove. You could catch whatever you want. And if it works for you, amazing. But if it doesn't, like, You don't have to do it. Cause I think the bottom line is you should feel comfortable and I want people to feel confident and comfortable. But in terms of a wardrobe refresh or some things that I feel like are like ride or die, for me, it's a really, really good cardigan or sweater. Like this one. This is something yes. that I have been wearing for years. And it's something that I think if you want to invest in something for fall that you'll have like forever and that you'll always kind of grab, it would be something like this. I think this is from Jenny Kane, but
okay,
love it.
I love it.
And I would, I have been loving, and I know this is so trendy, but like this is a trend that I am all for, my UGG Taz platform slippers. Like I got them, I think, last year. Wore them to death. I was like, I got to get another color. Like I think like once you have those, you will constantly always wear them all the time. And this is not really like fall season. It's kind of like seasonless. I think a good mm-hmm. white t-shirt is key. Good white tee is a necessity. But it's kind of hard to find the perfect one.
They are 100%. Can you name a couple brands? Because it is so difficult to find a white tee. And I'll share mine too. I'm curious if we have any crossover.
It's so difficult. Jenny Kane is one of my – it's like one of my favorite white mm-hmm. tees ever. Mm-hmm. Free People has a fantastic one. Mm-hmm. So much so, like, where I have rebought it multiple times because I love it. And it's at, like, a really good price point. And then I feel like I always grab one from Abercrombie, but I could be mm-hmm. wrong. And
okay.
There's one denim brand that, like, I always have that's really good, but I forget.
Okay.
What's
so
yours?
So mine are Reformation. They always have, like, a few different – you know, varieties of cotton and just plain white, crew neck, you know, V-neck, whatever. And then most recently, actually, M.M. Lafleur has a really great like, staple tee. And they have it in like a cream too, which I kind of appreciate. And just like a good quality, like you said, like you need the white tee that you can like spill the food all over, throw it in the dryer. It comes out like the same way that it went in. It's a rare thing.
I know. It's hard to find. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to find, but it's so good. Like, I feel like everyone needs multiple white tees, boxy, boyfriend fitted. You're golden.
Yes, yes. So tell us about your clothing brand. Like, how and when did this come to life? And I do want to get into a little bit of the nitty gritty, because I feel like when we met up recently, you're like, it's so much work. There's a lot. It's a lot. Like, I would love to hear more about, like, what that's been like for you.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness. It's so much fun. I started it 3 years ago, maybe. It basically started It really kind of started on accident, which is like hilarious. But like I always knew I wanted to do something else beside the Instagram and the blog. I was just trying to like figure it out and rack my brain. And then this just it all just came together really quickly. So I was looking for an oversized t-shirt and matching biker short in tie-dye. And at the time, believe it or not, I couldn't find one anywhere. I scoured the internet. I could not find it. And I was getting so frustrated. I was like, I don't get it. Like, how is this not a thing? Mm-hmm. I think it would be so cute, whatever, like a little matching oversized tee. It's like going to be summer. I just want to throw on like an oversized tee and biker shorts with some sneakers and have it be a cute outfit. Couldn't find it anywhere. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a white t-shirt, men's t-shirt, and a pair of white biker shorts. And I'm just going to tie-dye my own because, like, I wanted it so bad. So I tie-dyed my own. And then I was wearing it on stories, you know, talking to the camera, like, about something unrelated to what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. And the DMs were, like, nuts about, oh, can I have a link? Can I have a link? Yada, 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 yada. And I was like, shit, I don't have a link. Like, I made this. Like, I don't have a link, guys. I'm sorry. And then I was like, I guess I could make you guys one. Like, whoever wants one, like, I guess I could make them for whoever wants one. And that's what I did. I just started making in my kitchen, in my apartment, tie-dye sets. And it started so small. Like, I was like, I guess I'll make like, I don't know, 30 maybe. I was like, okay. So I was like, I made 30. Maybe it was less than that. I forget, but mm-hmm. I put them up on a website. So I was like, I don't really know how to do this. Like, I guess like it's easier just to, like throw them up on a website and then people could like pay that way. I didn't really know like how to, what am I going to get people's payment information through DMs, like whatever. So I did like a pre-order, you know, I was like, oh yeah, I'll do a little pre-order. And it sold out in like a second, like I swear. And I was like, okay. So I made those and then I did it again. And then I increased the quantity again and again and again. And it just kept on increasing and building. And then I was like, all right, I can't keep tie-dyeing in my apartment. I can't. Like, I gotta. All right. So then we went outside in my driveway in Jersey mm-hmm. City, like tie-dyeing in the driveway. And then from there, we went to my parents' backyard and we were tie-dyeing a massive quantity of oversized tee and biker shorts and solid dyeing them all of ourselves. Like, it was my boyfriend who started the clothing brand with me, my brother who was tie-dyeing, and then like we would just like grab whoever that could help mass wow. tie-dye. I was like making big jugs of dye. So everything was consistent, like the big Gatorade things. It's actually hilarious, like how it all started. So then I was like, you know what? We can't do this anymore. Like, this is like getting insane. Like the demand was really high, which was mm-hmm. really exciting. And I was so grateful that people like wanted this. It was really cool. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So then we found a dye house. And then we found someone to actually make the clothes. Because like we were just buying in the very, very, very beginning, we were mm-hmm. just buying like wholesale tees. And then that sort of quickly changed. And then we found someone that makes clothes. And then we were like, oh my God, amazing. So we designed our own t-shirt and our own biker shorts and our own mm-hmm. fabric. And then we, you know, we're dyeing at the dye house in like real big batches. And we kind of let go of the super hands-on control, like dyeing everything ourselves. And then from there, like from the t-shirts and biker shorts, we were like, let's make a sweatshirt. And then from the sweatshirt, we were like, let's make a sweat set. And then from a sweat set, we were like, I love, you know, beach cover-ups and all of that. So like, then we branched out into that. And it's been like, I want to say it's been like a slow build, but it also has been like a total whirlwind that has gone so fast. So yeah, that was a very long winded background story, but
no, I love it. And I love that you shared the piece about the tie-dye, because I completely forgot about that very, very beginning for you. And I remember the tie-dye sets. They were amazing. And I love that it Thanks. Came from this, again, just this like this genuine place of like, you were just looking for it. And also I love that, like, you know, sometimes if you post something and then you look back on it and you're like, oh no, it's sold out, I don't have a link. And someone's like, hey, can you send me a link to that? You're like, no, I actually don't have a link. I don't have a link for you to buy this. That is very, just, that's very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love it. And so is there a biggest lesson learned through this journey of starting your actual clothing brand? Anything that comes to mind that you would want to offer listeners?
In regards to the clothing brand, just, well, actually, this is like advice across the board, I feel like in every aspect of my life, but really like with the clothes, like listen to your gut. Listen to your gut, because there were times where maybe I felt some sort of way and I ignored it. And then I was like, shit. I knew I shouldn't have done that color, or like something like that. You know, like that's something small, but like, you know, I would just say, listen to your gut, because like, or your intuition or whatever you want to call it. But mm-hmm. I think that is so important. And that even goes like with like the blog stuff too. Like if a job comes to you and you feel a little icky or weird about the brand or the clothes that they want you to promote or whatever, like that's your sign. Like, don't do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just listen to your inner self, I think.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's perfect advice. As a last question for you, Kate, this has been so much fun. And like we said earlier, I'm like, I could talk to you all day. What kind of mark do you want to leave on your audience across your platforms with the clothing brand?
You know, I really would hope that people just feel good when they see my content and when they're wearing our clothes. Like that's like the ultimate goal for me is like, I just want people to feel more confident and have more ease getting dressed and just to make their life like a little bit easier and like mindless in the sense where they're not like, oh, I have nothing to wear. Oh, I hate everything that I put on. Oh, like we've all been there. We have all been there. And I really want to make it easier for people. Like that's why I think like with the clothing brand, like the sets that we've done, like I think that really stemmed from me, like those days where you're just not feeling anything clothing wise, mm-hmm. like you put on so many outfits and you're like, I hate this. I hate this. Oh my God, these jeans don't fit me anymore. Oh my God, what the heck? I hate everything. But then there's always that one thing that you could just put on where you're just like, yep, I feel good. I love this. I feel confident. I feel happy. I feel sexy. I feel cute, like whatever it is. And I think that's like the biggest thing for me because I want people to feel confident and comfortable. And I feel like, because when you don't feel comfortable in your clothes or confident in what you're wearing, you kind of exude that energy. Like you kind of don't come off as confident in your real life. And I've had those feelings before and that feeling is awful. And I don't want people to feel that way. So that's where I think, that's like my hope.
Yeah. I love that. Well, no doubt that you are doing it and you're inspiring. And thank you so much for being with us today. Before you go, what's coming up for you? What's next? Is there anything that you want to share with the audience before you head out?
Let's see. Well, we have a lot of new launches coming up for How Do You Wear That, the clothing line. We're relaunching our sweat sets. This is what I'm so excited about. We're launching pajamas, which I'm pumped about. Something that I feel like can be worn like outside the house or outside your bedroom, you know, but also just make you feel like sophisticated and cool at home too. So I'm so excited about that. And yeah, just kind of moving along, focused on coming out with new clothes, really.
I love it. Okay, amazing. Well, we're obviously going to link out to your amazing brand in the show notes. And if you're not already following Kate, where can everybody find you and follow you?
They could find me on Instagram. My full name is Caitlin Warakomsky. It's a long last name, but I do have a way to pronounce it in my bio, which honestly, I feel like has helped me so much because no one says my last name wrong anymore. I'm like, how? This is amazing. You got it right. And then I remember, I was like, oh, I feel like I've taught people how to say it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can find me on Instagram there. And then the brand's Instagram is at How Do You Wear That.
Amazing. Kate, thank you. This was so much fun and we'll have you back anytime.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really loved it.
Thank you you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at mroberts.m. We always love connecting with you, and we'll catch you next time.